Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 21st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is that Amazon has officially launched its official Apple-authorized reseller page for selling iPhones, iPads, Macs, Apple Watches, and more. The online marketplace expands Apple's digital retail presence ahead of Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping days. And the deal with Amazon requires unauthorized resellers to close up shop by the end of January. For customers, the perks include Amazon Prime availability on a range of Apple products, which brings two-day shipping to some otherwise hard-to-track-down hardware, including certain models of the new iPad Pro. And it also means more competition between retailers, which often leads to deep discounts for customers. And Verizon appears to be planning to support dual SIM and eSIM on the new iPhones starting in early December. That's according to an internal memo shared with 9to5Mac today. The carrier has suggested that it will work with the new dual SIM feature on iPhone XS, XR, and XS Max by the end of the year, and the early December target suggests the feature rollout could be just days away. In the CarPlay space, Mazda has started rolling out a new retrofit option that updates some existing cars to work with Apple's infotainment system. And Google has added support for Siri shortcuts to its Google Assistant app on iOS, which means you can now assign a custom voice command to launch Google's voice assistant as long as you initiate Siri first. In acquisition news, subscription news site The Information reports that Apple has bought a privacy-focused artificial intelligence company called The Silk Labs. And The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is currently in talks with the Department of Veteran Affairs to offer veterans medical record access on the iPhone, a move that would make electronic medical records more accessible for veterans through the VA. And a quick programming note, 9to5Mac Daily will be away on Thursday for Thanksgiving, but tune back in on Friday for a recap of all the latest Apple news. And finally, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys with just 2 days before Black Friday.
Some of the most notable Black Friday price drops are already available over at 9to5 Toys. Headlining is Apple Watch Series 3 at its Black Friday price of $199. Now, we are starting to see some inventory begin to sell out, so if you missed this deal today, keep it locked to 9to5 Toys, where we are expecting to see the $199 price tag return on Friday at Target and Macy's. Today's best iOS and Mac app deals include a number of notable price drops on popular titles like Altos Odyssey, Hitman Sniper, Star Wars, and many more. Head over to our roundup at 9to5 Toys where you'll find all of today's best deals. And don't miss Best Buy's one-day CarPlay sale with deals from $270 on a number of different units. This is a great way to bring CarPlay to your ride without breaking the bank. We'll have all of today's best deals and all of the best Black Friday offers throughout the week in our Black Friday hub at 9to5 Mac, which went live this afternoon. We'll be updating it throughout Cyber Monday to make sure that you don't miss any of the best offers.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.